An economic change in Cuba could cause starvation. Spiritual Prevention Ministry is gearing up in Russia, and families can be affected by human trafficking in the United States. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cuba's announced plans to help its struggling economy that could cost a million state employees their jobs. It's a drastic plan that's meant to boost the private sector through self-employment and private enterprise. But it's a plan that's destined for failure, says Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders.
What will happen is we'll see people start to starve to death in Cuba, and I don't think it will revive the country because there's nothing there. The people have nothing.
The people are struggling to survive on possibly small rations, which have led to a thriving black market. Basic items are in short supply. VBB has been building a partnership there. Teams make regular visits to the indigenous church. Hope is the commodity in shortest supply. You can help. Klein says,
we have a pastor support program where we sponsor pastors. We have people sponsor them on a monthly basis for $25 a month. That helps supplement the pastor's income. We currently have about 75 pastors being supported, but there are hundreds more pastors that could use the help.
Meanwhile, last week's car bombing in Vladikavkaz, Russia, is doing little to stop ministry. Slavic Gospel Association-supported Beslan Baptist Church is planning spiritual prevention ministry in 20 North Ossetian schools next month. Pastors Sergei and Tamaraz Totiev, who both lost children in the 2004 Beslan school terrorist attack, will be leading it. They hope this will provide opportunities for Christmas outreach. Pray that as kids come to Christ, ears will become deaf to the allurement of terrorism. You're listening to Mission Network News. In part two of our four-part series on the U.S. sex trade, we look at the victim. University Christian Fellowship partner and trafficking survivor Teresa Flores says that
probably 90% of the kids these days are at risk.
Many child sex slaves are runaways. Others have been abducted, but stories vary.
In Toledo, Ohio, we had two teenagers that were just walking to Wendy's. And somebody asked them if they wanted to ride home because it was raining, and the girl thought she recognized the guy.
A simple mistake can turn any girl or boy into a slave. Once they're in, it's not easy to escape, even in the land of opportunity. Marcia Golly of Word Made Flesh says girls are brainwashed by traffickers.
There is violence and the threat of violence that is used, systemic and repeated psychological trauma, forcing the victim to violate their own sense of morality.
Partner with ministries that rescue girls and show them how Christ loves them. Learn more at our website. Elsewhere, the United Nations peacekeeping force in Haiti just launched three major rehabilitation projects to help Port-au-Prince restore jobs. But Christian World Outreach's Dean Yoder says recovery for thousands of pregnant teens won't be easy.
We are told that between 40 and 50% of the girls aged 13 to 18 are pregnant. So we've developed a program to teach some of these girls a vocation, sewing, cooking, handicrafts, where they can make a living.
CWO's resource center in Port-au-Prince was undamaged in the quake, so
they are starting their first class of 25 ladies that we have brought from the tent city, and they will be given a five-month course, and we will loan them money to start their own business.
The classes provide hope and a future.
As a part of the school and their training, they will have to attend a Bible study class where they are presented the gospel.
And more than 50,000 people were drawn to San Diego City Fest with Luis Palau over the weekend. The free, family-friendly festival featured great entertainment. It represented a day of celebration for the Season of Service, a comprehensive outreach that was launched in March and drew more than 50,000 volunteers. That focused on homelessness, hunger, mentoring, and more. Palau also shared the gospel on the anniversary of 9/11. Hundreds indicated professions of faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Guess what? You can win a trip to India free from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on that link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.